This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is fun. We are flashing back on our childhoods here today.
Yeah, and we're going back to memories, the things our parents did because money was tight.
Mm-hmm.
And from our text club, Anne says that she and her family only had soda on birthdays.
Wow, that was even stricter than my house.
Mm-hmm. Also from our text club, we almost never got to order pizza. So when we did, my parents would order one small pizza for everyone to share.
Oh, gosh.
So we would each get one small slice and there would be one left over.
We didn't even order pizza out. My mother would buy those Papagino kits or I don't know, Chef Boyardee, that was the big deal back then, and she'd make a pizza, and it didn't taste right either.
Tara said that her family would use bread for sandwiches, for hot dogs, for hamburgers. There were no special buns, just the bread. Also, they would eat spaghetti with ketchup and butter. I'm pretty sure that's what they eat on Honey Boo Boo. June, that's their recipe,
right,
too.
That tells you right there it's not a good idea. All right, thanks for holding.
When we were younger, they were always complaining about gas, so we could barely go anywhere, you know, only where we had to go, and that was it.
Yeah, that's how my parents were, too. I would say, hey, take me up to the mall, and they'll say, no, we have to go up tomorrow for something else. I don't want to waste the gas. You'll have to wait.
Hey, more efficient.
Yeah, well, yeah. But, you know, it didn't seem like a big deal at the time, but nowadays, that would be a big deal.
Yeah.
Somebody said, oh, you got to wait till tomorrow to go to the mall. All right, thanks for holding.
Yeah, I listen to you every day from time to time, the both of you, and I remember there wasn't even no McDonald's around when I was a kid growing up, and I know there was this drugstore across the street. We'd go over there once a week maybe and get a fountain soda, and they always had penny candy.
Yeah, and penny candy was actually a penny.
That's right, but those were good times. Today, people are so spoiled. Mm. I mean, right now, I use a flip phone. I'm not into the internet at all, and I told myself that it's not going to be.
I really admire how simply you're living.
It's easy if you don't spoil yourself, because the best things in life are still free. You know, whether it's the good, clear, blue sky, waking up in the morning, knowing that I feel okay and I can get out of bed. Oh, my God.
Well, that is the perfect way to end this topic. So thank you very much.
Thank you for receiving my call.